I've got the brilliant Sue Staker from Farnham Relationship Coach. Now, Sue, you came on last week. You gave out some brilliant advice. How's your week been?
I've had a pretty good week, thank you. Yeah, we as one of my tips last week was a team meeting. We did a team family meeting yesterday, and I just checked in with everyone how their week had been, and we all scored about an 8 out of 10. So,
well done,
really,
you.
Grumble.
Go Saker family, brilliant. So yes, last week, just to recap, you said it's normal to be a bit up and down in your relationship, isn't it, at the moment, because it is an unusual time. You also mentioned about making time to have a meeting all together.
Yep.
And also to make sure that you listen to each other as well.
That's right. Yep. Yep. Rather than try and problem solve or give advice, just listen.
Brilliant. So they were really great top tips. So you've got another three for us this week, haven't you?
I have. Shall I dive in?
Yes, please.
Okay. So your first one this week is to try to avoid criticising or moaning at your partner. So at the moment, a lot of people are feeling quite stressed or anxious, and so this can come out as being quite irritable. So I'll give an example just to make it clear. So instead of saying you'll get fed up with how everyone's stacking the dishwasher, instead of saying, why are you all so rubbish at stacking the dishwasher, make a really clear request of, please can you try and line the plates up parallel to one another in the dishwasher so we can fit more in. So it's it's just a really clear, simple request of what you actually want, rather than just sort of moaning or criticising, because that doesn't really help. It sort of makes people defensive and tends to cause arguments or bad atmosphere. Okay, so that's number one.
I have to say on that point also, I think my most used phrase this week has been, don't put it in the sink, put it in the dishwasher. It can go
Absolutely.
In the dishwasher.
And then the second one is, if one or both of you are struggling with something in particular, often, again, when people are stressed, they can end up taking it out on their partner, and it creates issues in the relationship, as I mentioned last time. And what's more useful is where there is some stress, whether it's, you know, at the moment it could be a financial concern or struggling with homeschooling or anything else, rather than let it come between you, actually try just putting that problem out in front and kind of seeing how you can support one another through it. So, you know, have a sit down, have a chat about it, and then just sort of ask questions like, you know, how can we make this situation better, or how can I support you better at the moment? So it may be that one of you can't really help with the homeschooling, but they may be able to support you in other ways by, you know, preparing more of the dinner or meals or something like that. So just that, it's that sense of teamwork and we're in this together, rather than each person sort of shouldering their own problems.
Oh, definitely. And also, I think sometimes when you've actually said it out loud, because sometimes you can have your worries going through your head and they go round and round and round, don't they?
Definitely,
but just the relief of saying it out loud and that you're sharing it with somebody really does help.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. And also, if your partner doesn't know how you're feeling about something, it's very hard for them to know how to react or support you. So actually just saying it out loud can always help.
Yeah, I think sometimes we do expect people to be psychic, don't we?
Definitely, yes, especially in relationships.
Just be very clear.
Yeah. And then the third one is what I call the magic ratio of 5 to 1, which is that in a good, healthy relationship, for every negative interaction, you really need 5 positive ones to make up for it. And that's because our brains are sort of more programmed to look for threats or attacks. So we actually need to sort of have extra positive interactions to make up for any damage caused by a negative one. So again, in this time, it's just really important to look for ways in which you can have a positive interaction with your partner. So it might be just thanking them for what they're doing, or acknowledging how much effort they're putting in, or just showing a little bit of physical affection, or you know, just saying something nice to them, or perhaps doing something nice for them, making them a cup of tea. You know, those sorts of things. So all of those are examples of positive interactions, so that it builds up what I call a nice big fat positivity cushion between you. And it means when there is something that goes a little bit wrong or one of you makes a mistake, it can more sort of bounce off rather than scraping, if you see what I mean.
That is brilliant advice. Thank you, Sue. We all want you to come and live in our house. Can you spread yourself out a bit? Thank you so much. All brilliant, brilliant tips. So for every negative, make sure you've got 5 positive replies.
Yep, you basically got to do your spade work if you've mucked up.
Thank you so much. Well, what have you got anything exciting coming up this week?
I think it's more of the same, more of the alternating the walk, the run, the bike ride.
Well done.
We might be going for our camping night out at the weekend, though. Being Easter?
Yeah, you've not done it yet then.
No. We're saving that one up.
Oh, well, I think very wise as the weather's got a bit nicer as well. So will you have done it by Easter Sunday?
Probably, yes, I think so. Yeah, I think the plan is Friday or Saturday.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing more of your great tips next week and also how your camping's gone. We did our s'mores outside on Thursday night.
Oh, did it go well?
It was lovely. And also we timed it to be outside for the clapping for carers at 8 o'clock.
Oh, lovely.
So it was just really lovely. Yes, very nice gooey marshmallows in between chocolate biscuits. I had a call from my mother today. She goes, I hope you're not overeating.
I think we're all doing a bit of that.
Even from a distance. I know. Well, we've got some great advice on that later on in the show as well from Anna Anderson, who's going to be talking about sleep and things. So, anyone is overeating, it's probably a good one. But I promise you, Mum, I'm not. I'm being very sensible. Oh, lovely to hear from you, Sue. And we look forward to catching up with you next week with 3 more brilliant tips.
Great. Thanks so much, Nikki. Bye-bye.
Right, Sue, before you go, do you like ELO? Say yes, it makes my job a lot easier.
Yes. Yes,
marvellous. Blame this for you.